Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
One of the best things you can do when you hear the scriptures being read is you can listen for who is doing what. Who is the subject? Who is doing the verbs? In the lessons for today, for the third Sunday of Easter, we hear of shepherds and sheep. In Ezekiel's prophecy, we heard the truth that God is himself the shepherd who gathers the sheep. In the lesson from John, Jesus speaks of himself being the fulfillment of everything that Ezekiel prophesied, which is no different than the message that we've heard from Christ himself through the Word of God this whole Easter season, that all of the law and the prophets and the Psalms speak of him, speak of his work for the sake of the salvation of God's people. In our lessons today, the sheep are often referred to as the ones who have been scattered. They are those who have seen days of clouds and thick darkness, as Ezekiel says, of hard times, of suffering, of fear and fright, of torment, of worry for what might happen, of persecutions like the wolf tearing into them and them scattering. But they are also referred to as those that go astray, that sheep just sometimes wander off because they are sheep. This is when the world or the flesh distracts us. But there is one trait of sheep, however, that our Lord Jesus himself commends. He commends their hearing. Not only the ability that they have to hear sounds, even slight sounds, but to differentiate in sounds, to be discriminating in what they hear, to be able to focus on a certain sound. This text commends to the sheep the ability to hear the voice of their shepherd. So also Christians, true sheep, hear and know the voice of their shepherd. That this is nothing else than to commend to all of us the words of Holy Scripture, especially those words of what our God does for us. For to be able to discern the shepherd's voice is a gift from God, something given to us by the Spirit through the Word. To be able to know the truth and distinguish it from error, to hear the voice of Christ over and against the cries of false Christs, false teachers, and all the other voices that fill our ears. Voices that usually mess up the verbs of Scripture, ascribing to man the works that are given to be done by God himself. Other voices, sometimes shouting very loudly into our sheepish ears, shouting things like we've heard recently, fear death, flee suffering, no one can help you, you've lost everything, and any other sort of lie, well, they try to scatter or lead us astray. But we are being called to fine-tune our hearing, not only knowing the scriptures, but knowing the teaching, the doctrine, and being able to tell the forged voices of false doctrine and discard them as quickly as if someone had placed burning coals into our hands. That listening to the shepherd's voice requires good ears, discerning ears. That this is why we spend the time that we do learning and knowing the shepherd's voice in the Scripture. For in the word of Jesus, the words of our God, we have the truth. But also, as we know, the wolf of that devil, the distractor of the world, and our own inner voice of the sinful flesh want us to become scattered or stray from the shepherd of the sheep. To this, then, we must devote more attention to learning about our good shepherd, then, who cares for his sheep. Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd. And then he defines it. The Good Shepherd is the one who lays down his life for the sheep. That this is exactly what St. Peter teaches in the epistle lesson. That Jesus suffered and left an example for us. The Good Shepherd is not the one who is self-seeking and feeds off the sheep. He's not the hireling that flees from danger. But he's the one who cares for the sheep and takes danger into himself, bearing the sins of the sheep in his own body on the tree. That he is the Good Shepherd who knew no sin but took all sin upon himself. That he is the Good Shepherd who never knew deceit in his mouth, even as all the mouths around him wagged deceitful words. No, his words are truth, and they are life. Words that bless the ears that hear them. A voice that does so much to lead the sheep into all the good things, like green pastures, still waters, paths of righteousness, the very thing that Peter calls us Christians to do, having new lives, dead to sin, following after righteousness, following after the Good Shepherd, who is Jesus. Christ is the Good Shepherd, who, while being reviled and mocked, did not revile in return. While suffering as the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, he did not utter threats. No, he spoke words of grace and forgiveness, words of care for even those who made him to suffer. That his coming was not in judgment, as it will be at the next time he appears on the last. His coming was in those many verbs of our texts today. That Jesus is the Good Shepherd, who has done the works given to him to do as the Messiah, the Christ. That Ezekiel reminds us of what Jesus would come to do, and Jesus indeed has done it. That the Lord God, he says, will seek them out. That Jesus is himself the Lord God. And Christ seeks those sheep in order to gather his one flock, his own flock, his one church. That he goes out among those scattered by clouds and thick darkness, those who have been scattered by sin and death and all the fear and the madness that they can create. And he looks for his sheep. And he calls to them by his voice. For his sheep know and hear his voice. He rescues them. For the enemies of the soul are many and fierce in this life. He brings them out of bad places, situations in life that are disaster for faith in him. And he gathers them. He brings them together. The voice of the shepherd calls them in, bringing them together by the voice of the gospel, by the news of the forgiveness of sins. He draws them to himself. By the news of his own laying down of his own life. Not only then does he bring them out of the bad things, but he brings them, he gathers them and brings them into good places, not only rescuing from hell, but bringing eventually to heaven the green pastures, the still waters, the gladness and the joys of the life to come, the peace of God which sustains us even when the world's peace has been shown to be an utter counterfeit and fake. That he makes the sheep to lie down, to rest. He binds up the injured, for by his wounds we are healed. And he strengthens the weak. He gives them strength to endure their own weakness by the strength of that faith in Christ brings to them. And he restores souls. He wipes away all the soul sickening and poisoning of sins. He wipes it away by the forgiveness of sins earned by his blood. He leads in paths of righteousness, in a new life of repentance and faith and the fruit of faith that is known as good works, all worked by the power of his voice. That this is what it means to be returned to the shepherd and overseer of our souls. That Christ does the work of our redemption and sets up our eternal life, which has begun even now while we live out the remnants of this fallen, earthly life in service to others, as we ourselves have first been served by Christ. This is the voice of the shepherd, the person and the work of Jesus for you and for your salvation, that you indeed needed rescue, and that Jesus provided that rescue by throwing himself into the snares of death for your sake, that he is truly the good shepherd who has laid down his life for the sheep. And because our life depends on him, because we are secure in what he has done, we can be sure of this, dear Christians, that Jesus is our shepherd. He is the shepherd over his dear little sheep, that we are not now, nor will we ever be forsaken. No matter how many temptations or sorrows or afflictions we have on this earth, that there is no shortage of suffering, but through it all, the voice of the shepherd is doing its work for the sheep. That one person lacks money or goods, or could lose them in a matter of hours or days or weeks. One person suffers from poor health, which can come suddenly upon a person otherwise deemed healthy. And so many others have varied other problems and troubles and suffering. It is as Christ has declared when he said that we are sent out as sheep amongst wolves. That the wolf of the devil often grabs the sheep by the pelt, looking for a pound of flesh from them. That the world applies its evil crafts also to the sheep, presenting lies and deceptions meant to lead them astray. And inside of all of us is the sinful nature working against all godliness, tearing into the conscience and robbing peace along the way. The suffering fills this life, and it often appears that Christians are even worse off than others. And by earthly measurements, it may sometimes be true. But do not be deceived by appearances. For appearances of this world, the world views the crucifixion and what it did, it does not line up with the actual work that God did there. That this suffering from the devil, the world, and our flesh, it is one way in which our Lord sharpens our hearing, allowing the troubles of this world that we would learn to listen closer and cling tighter by faith to the words, to the voice of Jesus, the shepherd. That whoever is guided by this voice of the good shepherd, this voice of Jesus, will not be so dismayed when the devil makes him poor or sick, or when he's persecuted or plagued by the world. Instead, the sheep hearkens to the voice of the shepherd, Christ, who calls out, "I am your good shepherd. You are my dear little sheep for which I have laid down my life. I am leading you in the ways that my word promises, that I know you, and you cannot be lost from my rescue." Now, it would be utterly foolish and silly to ponder the verbs that are used of Jesus and his word, the works of the Lord God in the text that we have today, as being anything but his work, but instead being the sheep's work. That we must learn to put the teaching of salvation by our own works, our own efforts, into the same category as any hellish teaching which is clearly not the voice of the good shepherd. That the good shepherd is not the one who leaves sheep to do their own rescuing. He's not the one to leave sheep to make their own way, to find their own pastures, to climb step by step by themselves into heaven. Those are evil doctrines, false voices, ones put forward by those who have no care for the sheep's souls other than what they can gain from the sheep. Because false teaching does not bring glory to Jesus, who for our sake laid down his life, bearing our sins in his body on the tree, that to claim to do the work of salvation ourselves is to take all those sins back from his crucified flesh and to try to bear them ourselves. The end of such a soul is worse than the first. That we are to flee from such a doctrine, such a fake voice, for the words of earning your own salvation or atoning for your own sins, it is not the voice of the shepherd. Now, days of clouds and thick darkness have certainly come to us. The screams of fear, the fear of death, or the fear of the loss of daily bread, the fear, the despair of losing what all we had before, of division and suspicion of each other, certainly are distractions from the voice of Jesus. And yet, scattered about in earthly terms, the one flock of Christ still hears the voice of the shepherd, still clings to it, still longs for the courts of the Lord's house, longs to be gathered together at table, to be fed by the good shepherd who gave his body and shed his blood for his sheep. That the shepherd of your soul, he knows each one of you. He knows you even isolated in your homes, and his voice is still calling to you. That he is using this time to train your ears to hear and to discern. That many previously distracting voices have gone away, and yet his voice is still clear. He has laid down his life for your sake. That he seeks you, rescues you, gathers you up, feeds you, heals you, and puts you into an eternally pleasant and beautiful way. That the world wants you to fear, to scatter then from fear, to stray into despair, false belief, or other great shame and vice. But the shepherd keeps you by his voice. He knows you, and you know him. You have heard his voice. Though he died, he lives and will live forevermore. A gift he has also earned for you. That you have green pastures, still waters, a table in the presence of your enemies, a secure and safe walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That you have goodness and mercy following after you each and every day. That you have a dwelling in eternity in the house of the Lord forever. And that this is all securely promised and guaranteed in the finished work of Jesus. Work done for you, his beloved little sheep. Alleluia, Christ is risen.